NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, presents The Space Story. At any given moment, all over the planet, hundreds of lightning bolts are lighting up the sky. But most are going off in places where no one ever sees them. Over the ocean, for example, or in some remote mountain range, which leaves scientists uncertain as to exactly how much lightning is occurring on a planetary scale. Hugh Christian is a senior scientist at NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Alabama.
As surprising as it may seem, you know, in this day of sophistication and tremendous scientific research going on around the world, we don't have a good handle on what the global frequency of lightning is, nor what the global distribution variability might be. The estimates that are used in the literature today are 100 flashes per second on a global basis. Those original calculations were made in 1925 by a scientist in England on two frontal passages.
One way to improve that estimate is to get a global view of lightning from space. And to do that, NASA is launching an instrument called the Optical Transient Detector into Earth orbit this spring. The data it returns will give scientists more than just a count of lightning flashes, says Christian. It also will help them understand the nature and extent of convective thunderstorm activity around the globe.
Lightning is a very, very good indicator of convection. Our studies have shown that the frequency of the lightning is directly related to the intensity of the storm. The stronger the updraft, the more precipitation is being processed in the mixed phase region of the storm, the more lightning occurs, and thus we have an ability to locate where the thunderstorms are and get a measurement of their intensity.
The Optical Transient Detector is the world's first space-based sensor capable of detecting and pinpointing lightning in the atmosphere with high accuracy and sensitivity. It works by detecting momentary changes in light intensity both day and night from its vantage point 440 miles above the Earth.
In some ways, you can visualize a simple TV camera which sits up there and takes an image. A TV camera takes 30 images per second. Our sensor takes 550 images per second, so it's much faster. The reason why it's designed in a very specific way is because we're trying to operate in daytime when sunlight is shining off the top of a cloud, and that light being reflected from the top of the cloud is much, much brighter than the lightning. So we have to filter out that background and try to look for very small change on top of a relatively constant background.
This has been a fascinating decade for lightning research, says Christian. One new phenomenon that's been discovered recently is lightning that moves upward instead of down toward the ground. Pilots have reported such flashes in the past, and recently they've appeared in low-light television pictures sent back from the space shuttle. Scientists are just beginning to study these upward-moving lightning bolts, which shoot out of the tops of thunderstorms. Another recent finding that has physicists baffled is the detection of high-energy gamma rays, normally associated with astronomical objects, apparently caused by lightning in the Earth's atmosphere. Lightning seen from space doesn't have the familiar appearance of a bolt or channel of electricity. The effect is subtler, says Christian.
You have a channel similar to that inside the cloud, but the light is being scattered by a very, very high density of cloud droplets. So what you see is a puddle of light that spreads out of the top of the cloud, much like when you see a ripple in a pond when you drop a rock in. So you see this puddle of light spreading out, which is superimposed on the sunlight shining on top of that cloud.
This is just the first in what Christian hopes will be a series of lightning detectors launched into space. Eventually, he says, they could go on satellites in high geostationary orbit where they could see a large fraction of the planet at once. From there, they could keep a global inventory of lightning. That will improve our understanding of lightning physics and also help in the study of atmospheric dynamics and climate change.
And not only will that be important for basic scientific research, but now when you're in geostationary orbit, you can send this data out in real time, so you can put out real-time warnings for people at golf courses or people who are worried about severe weather or tornadic warnings or for aviation-type applications. So we think it has both basic science research and real applications for the man in the street.
This has been The Space Story, brought to you by this station and NASA. For the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, I'm Bob Tebow.